A Cobo County Commissioner, Godwich Red Deng, says the whereabouts of the seven people who went missing last evening remains unknown, while one person who survived the attack with injuries returned to Akobo East.
The situation is very bad. Yesterday, there was an incident that happened in Akobo West and Akobo East. There was eight passengers who were going to Akobo West. They were attacked on the road by Murile. But we have not yet confirmed all the details. So the one person that turned back to Akobo East, that person wounded.
Commissioner Deng says armed young men and police are searching for the missing in a nearby forest and bushes. He says villagers suspect the attackers may have come from the Greater Pibor administrative area. Jai Adingora Alwal, the Minister for Information in the Greater Pibor administrative area, says he was not informed about the attack and cannot confirm nor deny the alleged assailants came from his area.
It is not yet verified. So what we need just to know is to see that this criminal activity is stopped, and this is our objective. This is why we are also working for it in order to end these criminal activities, because otherwise we will just be keeping on losing innocent people while we are not benefiting from anything.
Locally, Amea, the chief administrator for the Greater Pibor administrative area, said armed young people were inside the area of Nanam about 2 weeks ago and he didn't know what they were doing there. Amea is calling on the national government to expedite the disarmament plan in Greater Jonglei so as to prevent armed civilians from harming each other. Alwal says a lack of communication networks and feeder roads to ease movement have posed challenges to Pibor authorities in curbing criminal activities among young people in remote areas.
We don't have network in the area of Lukwangole. We don't have network in the area of Nanam and Gumru. So that makes it easy for these people to stay there alone without the presence of the government. We don't have roads also to those locations whereby the government will go there easily without problems on the way. So these challenges are actually the challenges that hinder most of our activities in the area.
In 2019, President Salva Kiir approved a plan to intensify joint police patrols along the borders of the Greater Pibor administrative area and Jonglei State to contain cattle raids and child abductions. Under the plan, a police force comprised of 2,500 young men and women from different ethnic communities would undergo thorough training and work to eradicate organized crime and maintain law and order between the Pibor area and neighboring Jonglei State. President Kiir instructed the National Police Service to make arrangements for the training and deployment of the new recruits in the border area of Gadiang, but the plan has yet to materialize. Alwal appealed to the Office of the President to quickly form and deploy joint security forces along the border area. He responded in January by saying he will no longer intervene should communities in Jonglei engage in fighting. Attacks and counterattacks involving cattle raids and child abductions have continued among communities in the Greater Pibor administrative area and Jonglei State, despite several peace agreements reached between the communities. Last week, at least seven people from the Greater Pibor administrative area who resided in Bor Town were killed by armed men in what appeared to be a revenge attack for the killing of two men from Bor County by men suspected of being from Pibor. For VOA News, I am Deng Gai Deng in Bor.